Thank you for joining me again today here on God Is. We're talking about four implications when the power of God gets released in the gospel. First, because the gospel is the power of God, people who receive and believe the gospel will never be the same again. They experience radical and positive change. Second, because the gospel is the power of God, people who receive and believe the gospel realize that they are not ever the same again, not because they have transformed themselves. They have not radically changed their own lives. God has changed their life. God has done this within them. The credit for transformation goes only to God. And this is why I spent time yesterday identifying false teachers of a false gospel. People are always trying to save themselves. People are trying to search out and find any way they possibly can to radically transform their lives. And when a person goes on such a mission, he or she often falls for a very popular idea lurking around even as we speak. It's this: you already have the power within you to live a different life. It's not really God's power you need. It's just that you need to unleash the power within. That's what Oprah Winfrey says. That's what Tony Robbins says. And that's what far too many TV and radio so-called preachers say. So-called. They say all you need to do is to save yourself from the mess that you find yourself in by just having more knowledge. And guess what? Conveniently, they have the knowledge that they claim you need. So watch this now. If you just buy their book, pay whatever it is and receive their resources, attend their conference or seminar, watch their DVDs and download their study guides, then you'll have the knowledge you need to save yourself from further disaster. But do you know what they are really after? Your money. What bothers me tremendously are those that claim to follow Christ and claim to preach and teach and even model the genuine gospel, but who are nothing more than charlatans robbing their viewers and listeners. Listen, what you need for your life to be transformed is not to purchase more of their knowledge. What you need is power. You need power. God's power. And that's what the true gospel is. It's the power of God. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, the gospel is the power of God. Okay, that's a little review from yesterday, plus a few additional comments. I'm obviously greatly concerned about false teachers who literally sell a false gospel. And I hope and pray that you will be discerning and wise about whom you listen to or watch and believe. If you share my concern about this and you're wondering, I wonder who else Swallow would recommend that we avoid, just drop me an email and we can correspond about this. For my church, I prepared a lengthy list of very popular false teachers so that I could do my job as a pastor and protect precious sheep from these wolves. I'm willing to share that with you if you'd like. It's also likely that some of you disagree with me on Joel Osteen and others. You see them as genuine, and you may even be greatly bothered that I called him out. That's okay. As you know, if you've been listening a while, I welcome disagreement. All I am inviting you to do is to think critically about everything, including what I say. So either way, with a question or with a criticism, write to me today. My email address, to be repeated at the very end, is mark@markaswallow.com. That's M-A-R-K at markaswallow.com. I look forward to hearing from you. We're talking about four implications for when the power of God gets released in the gospel. I've already reminded you of the first two, and we come now to the next one. Third, because the gospel is the power of God, no one can stop it. Because the gospel is the power of God, nothing can stop it. You cannot resist the gospel. I cannot resist the gospel. No man and no woman can stop the gospel. God's power is an unstoppable force, such that whenever God uses his power to give the gospel, there the gospel will be received and believed. It is in that place and at that time that the gospel will thrive. And if ever there was an example that proves my point, it is the ancient city of Rome. Rome was the capital city of the mighty Roman Empire. It's the home to the emperor and his grand palace, to the Roman Forum and the Circus Maximus. The Circus Maximus was a massive U-shaped sports arena in which the chariots would race. It was built in the time of Julius Caesar to seat about 150,000 spectators. But by the time of the Emperor Constantine, in the 4th century AD, it seated some 250,000 people. And of course, Rome was home to the temples of the gods, small g, the temple of Apollo and the temple of Jupiter were prominent. The Romans made a deal with the gods. If the gods would protect their empire, then the Romans would provide for their needs with proper sacrifices and worship. And it is into this context that Christians were living when the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to them about the gospel. Of course, Rome was an immoral cesspool of sin and human degradation. And that's all well documented in both Christian and pagan literature, but all we have to do to know how bad immorality was in Rome is to read what Paul says about it in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 32. It is wretched. Paul writes the following about the unbelieving Roman people. He writes about their lusts, which included rampant homosexuality. He writes about their worship of the false gods that I have just mentioned. He writes about their depraved minds, wickedness, greed, and pure evil. He writes about their murders and deceit. And he ends his section of the letter in verse 32 by saying that not only are all of these vile sins approved of, but they are also practiced. It's one thing for some segment of the population to live like this, but they were all doing it. And yet, into this context comes the good news of the gospel, and people receive it and believe it. Remember, the Apostle Paul is writing to the saints in Rome. You see, the gospel is the power of God, and the power of God is unstoppable. Even the abject iniquity of the people of Rome was not enough to stop the gospel from taking root and for the Church of Jesus Christ to be planted and grown. And this is the point I'm making. Because the gospel is the power of God, no one can stop it. Because the gospel is the power of God, nothing can stop it. The Caesar cannot stop it. The gods cannot stop it. And repugnant sin cannot stop the gospel. God's power is unstoppable. I want to read to you about how the transformation of the gospel in the life of the Roman Christian was on the move in the ancient city of Rome. Justin Martyr, who lived from approximately AD 100 to 165, received and believed the gospel and was eventually killed for his faith in Jesus Christ. Ironically, what drew him to Christ was the transformed life the Christians were living, and he was particularly impressed how Christ followers willingly died for their faith. Eventually, he would do the same, but prior to that, he left us a gift, his writings. In them, he staunchly defends the gospel. He is the church's early apologist, giving a stringent defense for what we believe. Apologist and apology is not like saying I'm sorry for being a Christian or I am sorry for the gospel. That's not the proper use of the word here. Instead, it means the opposite, a robust support for the faith. Listen to what he writes in 1 Apology 14. He says this about the early Christians, quote, "We who formerly delighted in fornication now embrace chastity alone. We who formerly used magical arts dedicate ourselves to the good and unbegotten God. We who valued above all things the acquisition of wealth and possessions now bring what we have into a common stock and share with everyone who is in need. We who hated and destroyed one another, and on account of their different customs would not live with men of a different race, now, since the coming of Christ, live on excellent terms with them, and pray for our enemies and endeavor to persuade those who hate us unjustly to live conformably to the good precepts of Christ to the end that they may become partakers with us of the same joyful hope of a reward from God, the ruler of all," unquote. Wow, what does this tell us? It affirms that the gospel is the power of God, and when God's power is on the move, it's irresistible. Despite the fact that God would have been fully justified to judge Rome for its many sins by simply destroying it, God exercises great mercy by sending the people the gospel, and most importantly, he sends it into one of the most ungodly cities of the entire world at that time. My friends, if the gospel can take root in Rome, if the gospel can transform a man like Justin Martyr and make him and his friends not only Christians, but martyrs, then what is to stop the gospel? Nothing and no one. And what is to stop the gospel in Boston, Lynn, Quincy, Braintree, anywhere in Massachusetts, anywhere in New England, anywhere in America, anywhere in the world today? If God decides to plant the gospel in people, no one and nothing can stop him. My, how perfectly powerful God is. Now, we're talking about four implications for when the power of God gets released in a person in the gospel. Today, I've shared with you the third one. The third implication is this: because the gospel is the power of God, no one can stop it. Because the gospel is the power of God, nothing can stop it. And my brothers and sisters in Christ, will you join with me today to ask God to please, by his infinite wisdom and power, to give this gospel to the people who do not yet believe in him? Let's pray for the people of New England to receive and believe the gospel. Let's pray specifically for individuals that we know by name. Let's pray for communities, cities, and towns to believe. Let's pray for whole regions to believe. Let's ask Holy God to bring revival and renewal to the places within the sound of my voice and yours. Let's invite God who is holy, God who is power, to do this today. Now, tomorrow is Friday, and I will be here to continue to discuss the mighty and marvelous power of God. So come back and join me, for God is...